Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Savvy Time, the podcast. I am your host, Astrid Zagazeta, and on this podcast, I speak about topics relating to wellness, self-improvement, and the art of aligning, of staying connected to your truest self. So if that interests you, please subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. Today, we're going to talk about what we consume and how it can make an impact in our daily lives. I'm not referring to food alone. I am referring to literally everything from the books we read, the shows and movies we watch, the videos on YouTube, or everything we consume in social media, all the way to the music that we listen to and the podcast as well. All of this can have an impact on our physical, mental, and even spiritual health. Sometimes we don't realize because we've already consumed it so much to the point it just feels normal to us. And we sort of become blinded. It's like we have a blindfold on. But when we fast from it, it can take that blindfold off. It could give you a different perspective. What we consume, intentionally or unintentionally, we are absorbing into our mind, our body, our soul. And evidence is everywhere. Whatever you have consumed in the past has made you who you are today. Your ideas, your mindset, your behaviors, your habits, your lifestyle, they are all inspired by what you have consumed and keep consuming. Majority of the times, we are influenced into watching, listening, eating, reading certain things. We are social beings and can be easily influenced by others. If many people in our circle are doing something, consuming something, we're most likely going to do it too. If we grew up with people who constantly ate junk food, we're going to consume it too. And even if we want to replace that habit, it could be difficult because we are being influenced by those in our environment who possibly still have that habit. But it doesn't mean that it's good for us. If you hang out with 20 people that vape, right? You could be influenced into it too. But just because 20 or more people are doing it, it doesn't mean that it's the right choice. Let's say, just an example, right? Let's say all of your friends are wealthy. So you are inspired by them. You want to gain financial knowledge. You want to be well off like them. And therefore, you begin to watch finance videos, read books, listen to podcasts, anything that has to do with educating yourself to be knowledgeable when making future financial decisions. That is what you are consuming to gain knowledge. You're being intentional with it. And it was all influenced by your friends. Because what you see from them, what you hear from them, is unconsciously influencing you. Unconsciously or even consciously too, but it's influencing you. What we listen to, what we watch, read, even what we eat is most likely influenced by the top five people in our circle, by our friends, our family, whoever is closest to you. If you are surrounded by people who have an addiction to alcohol, you are most likely going to drink alcohol because you see someone else do it. Being surrounded by people who take care of their body is going to influence you, motivate you to do the same and take care of your body. That is why, and I'm always going to say this, it is so important who we allow in our circle, who we allow to have access to our life, because they will have some sort of influence over us. What your circle consumes, you are most likely going to consume, whether it's good or bad, until you decide to make a change, if you decide to make a change. As I mentioned, what we watch and what we read, it really does shape our ideas, our beliefs, our behaviors. It can even impact our mood. It can help us grow. It can keep us stagnant. If we're watching negative news all the time, it's going to impact our mood. We might get upset. We might get sad. It can even lead to feeling anxiety about what's going to happen next. If we are watching an interview of people talking nonsense, we are literally consuming nonsense. We're not learning anything. We are wasting our valuable time compared to watching an interview about improving your gut health. We are learning how to heal our gut. We are making good use of our time that will help us with our overall health, including our mental state. Movies, shows, videos, social media, including playing video games, impacts our behavior towards others. Believe it or not, I actually read this on an article. I have it linked down below. I read it in Psychology Today. It's going to be linked down below, but that's exactly what they talk about. Watching aggressive content could result in having a shorter temper, cussing at anyone who makes you somewhat upset. On the other hand, watching positive content where there is kindness, honesty, empathy, respect, that is going to influence us in taking some of those traits if we don't have them already. And when it comes to reading, it's the same thing. When you read something, you visualize it. Books can be like movies. Like, for example, reading a romance novel. Well, you start visualizing it. Reading Think and Grow Rich, I don't know if you've read that book, but you start visualizing from everything that Napoleon Hill is describing in his book and how to apply it in your life. What we read also stays in our mind the same way it does with what we watch. I do want to say that there is a balance to everything, so don't completely cut something out just because it has some negativity in it. As long as you're not consuming it too much and majority of the content that you consume is positive and it's giving you value, it's adding value to your life, then it's okay. Because it's okay to have a time where you want to be comfortable, you want to relax, you want to watch your comfort show, your comfort movie, play your comfort video game. It's all part of a balance. What's important is beginning with that self-awareness of how you're feeling or asking yourself what you gained after watching or reading something. That is really the first step into knowing if something is doing any good for you. I want to share a quick experience that I had with how whatever you watch and what you read can literally stay in your mind because I'm going on a weekend getaway. Okay, so by the time this episode is up, I'm going to be enjoying my time on the water, literally in a little houseboat, so I'm going to be having a good time. But because of that, I've really been informing myself on saltwater animals, especially the sharks and the crocodilies. So I read an article about how to escape a crocodile attack and a shark attack. And it was about bull sharks, the one I was reading, because I know they're pretty common here. Then I started getting plenty of TikToks on them. Obviously, when you search something, it's going to start showing up. So I started watching so many TikToks of shark attacks and crocodiles and all of that. To the point, this happened like 2 days ago. And that same night, I dreamed of a crocodile climbing on my couch to get me. And I was on top of my kitchen counter to escape from the crocodile. And then I ran out of my house, going to another house, and there was a bull shark swimming in a deep rain puddle, which didn't really look that deep, but there was a shark in a rain puddle swimming after me while I'm just running on the sidewalk to another house. It was all in the same dream. It was really weird, but that is proof that whatever you are watching or you read will literally stay in your mind. And it's going to show up at one point or another. So choose carefully. I'm just saying, because I woke up feeling so anxious and I was like, why am I dreaming of a crocodile and a shark? And it's because I was reading about it and I was watching videos about it. So just choose carefully. Just how what we watch can impact us. It's the same thing when it comes to audio. The songs we listen to, the audiobooks, the podcasts, they influence our mindset, our thoughts, including our mood. If we listen to audiobooks on discipline or emotional intelligence, we are consuming valuable information and we will begin to apply all the information that we absorbed in at least one area of our life, whether we are being intentional or not. The more you listen to something, for example, the more you listen to motivational speeches, that is what you are absorbing. It is what you are consuming, and it could influence your perspective, your mindset, and definitely your thoughts and behaviors. If you're listening to a podcast that is about gossip and talking bad about others, other people, it's going to influence your thoughts, your opinions towards whatever or whoever they are talking about. Listening to positivity is going to lift you up, maybe encourage you or even help you with your confidence. Listening to negativity all the time will not help you. It can make you pessimistic, have a temper, see the bad in everything. Some people don't really pay attention to lyrics in songs, but choosing a song that has a good set of lyrics is so important. If you're listening to music that is just so sad, the lyrics are so sad, it gets you in your feelings, or if you're listening to music that the lyrics are offensive and can be aggressive, all of that really starts staying in your mind. All of that really starts influencing your thoughts, your perspective, the songs that we're singing along to, the songs that we are choosing to constantly listen to and put it on repeat is so important. And it's something that we have to be very intentional with, because music is literally the gateway to the soul. I'm not even kidding. Music is such a universal language, and I think that's something that everyone can just vibe with. So just be intentional with what songs you're choosing. Just keep that in mind. Real quick, I do want to say that there are frequency sounds that you can play. If you see yourself struggling with this, there are frequency sounds, there are positive affirmations, there are meditations, and all of that can really make us feel refreshed. It can really restore our energy, make us feel aligned with ourselves. What we listen to is so powerful. We just have to be very wise and very intentional with it. If you are listening to this episode, you most likely care about yourself, about your state of mind, about your overall health. And if you are here, I want to say time is valuable, even though we might not see it, see its importance, or think we have all the time in the world. Well, we don't. Our bodies have clocks, and the majority of the time we get to choose how fast or slow we want those clocks to tick. So let's make the best out of it. Let's be mindful. Let's be aware of what we consume and who or what is influencing us. Let's try our best to be intentional when we are choosing the next show, the song, the next meal. I didn't talk about food, but that's a pretty important one too. I actually did make an episode on how food affects your mood, and there I kind of talk about how it's important to be intentional of the foods that we're choosing, the foods that we're eating, because it can really affect not only our physical health, but our mental health too, our emotional state of mind too. So be intentional with that also. It's linked down below in case you want to hear it. But as I mentioned in the beginning, when we make a habit of something, it's much harder to replace, and it can be blinding. We don't even realize how it can be negatively affecting us unless we fast from it. You will know when something is good for you. You will feel it. Trust me, your body, your soul, they will let you know. And that leads up to this week's challenge. So in your day-to-day, whatever you watch, eat, read, listen to, after you are done, I want you to ask yourself, how do I feel after consuming this? Don't just say good or bad, but explain how you feel. How you feel mentally, physically, spiritually. Then ask yourself, what did I gain from it? Ask yourself those two questions and be super honest with yourself. That is how you're going to notice if something is giving your energy or if it's draining your energy. And if you need a little bit of help with getting rid of some things that maybe they're not really that good for you, the affirmation is, I let go of what doesn't serve me. So use that for the week if that's what you need. You can let go of what doesn't serve you. So repeat after me. I let go of what doesn't serve me. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. I am so grateful you joined me. If you enjoyed this episode or gained any value from it, please share it with someone who might need it, or even share it on Instagram and tag me on it too. Make sure to leave a 5-star rating so we can continue to grow our Savvy Time community. It takes less than 5 seconds. I will talk to you next time, and I hope you have a blessed and a prosperous day.